Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I welcome you. I welcome everyone to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank you for tuning in on this Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead, amen, first of all, and I'm going to open up our line right now for a prayer. If you desire prayer, amen, at this time, I want you to go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. I will give the announcements at the end of my sermon on today. So if you desire prayer, I would like you to go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. If not, then we're going to go on down the road. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. For God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. You know, we need to pray, learn how to praise him. You know, they sing this song, there's two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. Glory to God. But guess what? You ought to feel like praising him every day. Because, you know, he is who he is, and he's all that you need him to be. I know there's a lot going on, but glory to God, he's still in control. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Put your hand in God's hand, and he's going to carry you through whatever it is you got to go through. Glory to God. Because we know God to be an awesome God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer right now. And I will give the announcements at the end. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you for another glorious day, Lord. How you've brought us through and brought us over, Lord God. The rugged hills, Lord God, you brought us over the mountains, Lord God. Oh, my God, even though we fail sometimes, Lord God, to do your will, Lord God, you did not leave us. You still blessed us, oh, Father. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your holy name on high. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you the honor on today, Lord God, on this glorious Sunday, Lord, because we know, Lord God, that you are in control, Lord God, and none of this caught you by surprise. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Father, that your will be done through it all, Lord God. We have to learn to depend on you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we speak to the wind and the waves, and we say, peace be still on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray for the children, Lord God, and the children's children, Lord. We pray for the parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let this be a wake-up call to pull them even closer together with them in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to bring them out of the place, Lord God, of nowhere into a place in you, Lord God, that they will never forget. Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the mothers, the motherless, the fathers, and the fatherless, Lord, because you said you'll be whatever they need you to be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. You just said, look to the hill which come your help. All of our help comes from you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we honor your name, Lord. We give reference to the Most High God in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are everything to everybody in the name of Jesus. You don't pick out a certain people because you said you have no respect of person, Lord God. You'll be there and you'll be with them, Lord, whatever it may need. Hallelujah. You're there and you're there all the time, huh? They won't fall short of nothing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you. We give you the glory, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high. We thank you, Lord God, and we pray for those that are healing, need a healing, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you will heal them with your magic touch in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that you have the healing power. We pray, Lord God, for all the nurses, Lord God. We pray, Lord, for the doctors. We pray for those, Lord God, who are just there, just, Lord God, to help them, Lord God, in this time of need, Lord God. Those that are volunteering, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for them right now. Lord, give them the strength, Lord God, to continue on the journey, oh Lord, because all our strength and all our help comes from you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up, God. We magnify your holy name on high, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, how you have came in, Lord, and just took over every situation, Lord God. Because what the enemy means for bad, we know you'll turn it around and make it good, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those that are weary in this, Lord God, in this time, Lord. You said, don't get weary in well-doing, because in due season you will reap. Don't faint. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to give them even the more power to pull on you, Lord God. If they don't know it, Lord, to go to the Word and read it every day, Lord God, because you said you're everything to everybody. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to give them the strength that they need. Give them the peace that they need in their mind and in their heart, Lord. Let them know that they're not alone, Lord God, that the battle is not theirs anyway. The battle is yours, Lord God. And through it all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, they're going to come out and they're going to be smelling like pure gold. Not even a hair on their head will smell like smoke. Oh, glory to God. Just as the Hebrew boy was in the fire, and when they come out, none of their hair was smelling like smoke. All through all this, God's going to get the glory. Through all this, you won't smell like smoke. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we reach out to those, Lord God, who don't know you, Lord God. Those that have not a clue who you are, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you to touch them in a mighty way and let them know that Jesus is alive and well, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. Touch them, Lord, right now, Lord God, and bring them out from wherever they are, in a place called nowhere, into a place, Lord God, in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, into the kingdom of God. Let them know salvation is free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All they have to do is confess that Jesus is Lord. Hey, glory to God, and repent and turn around and sin no more. Hey, glory to God. Good God Almighty, because you're there, huh? And you will never leave them, huh? Nor forsake them, huh? Never seen the righteous forsaken, hallelujah, huh? And they can become a righteous living person, huh? In your kingdom, in the name of Jesus, huh? So we call them in right now from the north, the south, the east, and the west, wherever they may be dwelling in this season, in the name of Jesus, and whatever sin they're in, huh? We call them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve a righteous God. Hallelujah. Don't get discouraged, people. Don't get discouraged. Hold on with all you got. Hallelujah. I know some people say, well, you can easily say that. Hallelujah. But once you go and you read and you ponder on this word, glory to God, you know, he is everything to everybody. They preached that thing on Tuesday, you know, glory to God. So you got to remember that. Once you hold on to his unchanging hand, his hand don't change, glory to God. It ain't like, well, I'm going to give you this today, then I'm going to take it back tomorrow. He's not that type of God. Whenever he gives you, it's yours to keep. Hallelujah. You're just going to have to work to keep it. Hey, glory to God. So come on and get in, hallelujah, on the ground floor and know who he is, because you know what? He ain't going to move. It's not God that moves. It's man that moves. Hallelujah. So we ain't going to move in this season. We're going to stay flat-footed, and we're going to run, come against the devil and tell him, you can't have my children. You can't have my marriage. You cannot have my family. I don't care where they at, all across the nation, you still can't have them. Glory to God. But you got to learn to stand on your ground. Hallelujah. You can't faint when things go to happening around you. You know, you talk to a lot of people and they say, well, you can easily say that. No, it ain't easily to say, glory to God. It's easy to say yes. But it's another thing in your heart. You got to make sure you're grounded and rooted in this word. That word is the only thing going to make the difference. So when he throws an arrow at you, when Satan throws an arrow at you, amen, you got something, the word, to throw back at him. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And that's what he said. I'm not afraid of what you're saying. I'm not afraid of what you're doing. I'm going to hold on. Because you know, hallelujah, I'm going to come out and I'm going to be smelling, hallelujah. I'm going to be looking like pure gold. I'm not going to be smelling like smoke. You think you burnt me on the left. Hey, glory to God. But there's a God, hallelujah, who pulled me up on the right side. Hey, glory to God. So hold on with all you got. Don't give up and don't give in. Hallelujah, glory to God. No matter what it looks like, you stand on your ground. And know who he is. Don't be up, down, all around, in and out. Glory to God all the time. Hallelujah. One day you feel like a nut, and the next day you feel like the squirrel carrying a nut. Good God Almighty, don't be there. Just don't go there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and we're going to get ready to get in the Word. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from John chapter 5. John chapter 5. It's just simply obey. You know, sometimes it's just so, that word right there, it's so simple. It's so simple. Just obey. If God tells you something, obey it. Your leaders tell you something, obey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When Jesus said, do it, just do it. If it ain't no sin in it, then you do it. And watch the outcome. Glory to God. Because guess what? We serve an awesome God. If you can just simply obey. If your leaders tell you to do something, you know, Elder was preaching on yesterday, just do it. Because they, if they're leading you in the right direction and there's no sin in it, do it. Someone else gives you a word and you know they walk by the word. You know what they do. You know that they stay close to the word. You need to do it. Hallelujah. So don't fall back now. It's time now to press in with all you got. Ah, hallelujah. Before I get in the word, I see some people, amen, they say, you know, it's time for me to retire, but I am fearing this and I'm fearing that. Don't fear. Hallelujah. You just ask God and show him. Ask God to show you the steps that you need to take. Hallelujah. But understand, you got to obey. If you intend to be where you want to be, I'm going to put it like that. Hallelujah. Then listen. When he tells you to do something, just do it. Because guess what? There's a blessing in it for you. It's nothing to take nothing away from you. It's to get something to you. So understand, do it so you can go ahead, amen, and retire with ease. You can sit back in your recliner and with your Bible and drink coffee and do what you want to do, glory to God, as long as there ain't no sin in it now, amen, hallelujah. And read the word of God and meditate on him, really, hallelujah. You say, Lord, I've worked my life, my whole life, and now it's just time for me to sit back and relax. So, Lord, this, show me what I need to do and how I need to do it, and just do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into our message. Just simply obey. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Okay, this was what it said. It was the sheep market. It's a place where they would take the sheep and they would sell them and do whatever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read on down to 3. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. In other words, these folks were crippled, and they were laying there. There was a certain time, hallelujah, glory to God, that the angels will come down. Amen. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. But there's a certain time, hallelujah, that these waters would be blessed. Let's move on down to 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And what it was, the angels would go down, amen, and they would trouble the water. They would put healing in the water. So whoever got in there first, amen, they would get healed. Can you imagine, amen? I want you to just close your eyes, just imagine for a minute that what happened, you know, it said, you know, they would get in, and there was a multitude of people. There was a lot of people down there, amen. Some were sick with, let's just say, some had high blood pressure. Some were diabetes. Some couldn't walk, lame, hallelujah. Some had lunatic spirits in them. Some had sores and boils. Oh, my good God almighty, hallelujah. Some feet were hurting, hallelujah, my God. Some had bone spurs, and we just go on and on, all kinds of stuff. They were down, and they were laying down, amen, by that pool. They were waiting on them angels to come down and trouble the water. Glory to God. When you know that someone, amen, can really, really pray and get you healed, delivered, amen, through the almighty God, glory to God, hallelujah. Listen, you better let them pray for you. Stop being so, amen, having to respect a person. Because God sends them to you, then, amen, you need to let them pray for you so you can get healed, healthy, and be whole. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 5. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity for 30 and 8 years. Can you imagine? This man was sick for 38 years. He was laying there by the pool. Amen. Hallelujah. For 38 years. You know, sometimes people get a little something going on, and it be like just 2 days, and they have a fit. Glory to God. This man was laying down there 38 years. Let's move on to six. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? See, Jesus came on the scene. He said, okay. He said, wilt thou be made whole? Do you want to be healed? That's what he was asking him. Do you want to be healed? Well, how many of you want to be healed? When you know that there's someone who can get, you know, who can get a prayer through and want you to get healed, amen, regardless of what it is, you need to make sure you can get in contact with them. Because, you know, sometimes people come to these lines just because it's just old Martha, you know, I used to know her, glory to God. Well, hallelujah, you don't know how God going to work it. He used just old Martha, as you say, glory to God, to get you healed, hallelujah, because there's nothing she can do by herself. So guess what? He's going to use Martha, amen, to pray for you and get you healed, hallelujah, glory to God. Now, if you just want to hurt, that's totally up to you too. But if you know, amen, that you can go on Tuesday night, and they pray for you online, hallelujah. They tell you to click the one, press the one, and come on in and get your prayer needs met, and you can be healed, hallelujah. But then you use what? You just don't do it. Oh, glory to God. Come on, you know, you got to respond. You know where it's going on, where the troubling of the water is. That's when you got to make sure you're on it, glory to God, and get healed. My God. We're going to move on, amen, to verse 7. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another step down before me. See, he was laying down on his bed, and he was trying to get there because he couldn't walk, so he was trying to drag himself down. You know, whenever, sometimes people are just for themselves. Hallelujah. But, you know, they wasn't stopping to help him. That's the only thing they were thinking about was just getting himself healed. And you can imagine he was saying, there's no one to help to put me in the water. So what he was, all the people were around the outside, and if he was, as he was getting ready to go to the pool and kind of dragging himself, trying to step in the water, oh my God, hallelujah, they would come and they would get in front of him. You know, some of them, I'm thinking they couldn't swim, so they had to hold on, amen, to the side of the pool, amen, because they couldn't swim. They didn't want to go out there, amen, too far, so they would stand around, amen, and get around and lay around on the side of it, holding on with all they got. Nobody was there to put him in, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. But instead of him just answering him and saying, yes, Lord, he went through all this trying to explain what was going on. Because, you know, he didn't even know who he was. He didn't know Jesus at that time. He didn't know. He just went to explain it. But, you know, if he'd have known who he was, that's why it's so important to read the Word of God so you'll know who Jesus is and what he can do and how he can do it. Glory to God. Then you'll know. If he asks you a question, well, do you want to be healed? Yes, Lord. I know you can do it. He said, because I am a miracle-working God. Glory to God. I can heal anything. I can heal you everywhere you hurt. Glory to God. I can heal you financially. I can heal your disabilities. I can heal you in your mind. I can heal all over your body. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. That's why it's so important to read the word. He didn't know who he was. So here's what happened. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Now, look here. See, right here, he didn't know who he was, but by his faith, amen, he just took up his bed and he walked. Glory to God. Now, understand, he didn't know who Jesus was, because if he knew who he was, he would have told him, you know, yes, Lord, heal me. But he didn't. He didn't. He went on to explaining what everybody else had going on. Glory to God. And then nobody would help me. I'm trying to get there, but nobody would help me. How many times do we hear that story right there? Nobody would help me. That's a sad song to say. Glory to God. If you come on Tuesday, hallelujah, and if you come on, amen, on Saturday, if you come on Sunday, hallelujah, two times on Sunday. Glory to God. There's someone who will pray for you, and you can get your healing. You know, God heals one way, and then he heals another. But that one thing about it, it all works together, because healing will take place, but you got to believe. So all he did after he told him that, just take up thy bed and walk, huh? Glory to God. And he did, and he healed him on the Sabbath. Okay, let's read on down. The Jews, therefore, said unto him, that was cursed, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. So he was saying, you know, you don't heal on the Sabbath. They said that's not right. Well, you know, he don't have a certain day that he heals. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The angels came down and troubled the water. The people got in it, so he healed him on the Sabbath. Amen. Glory to God. I guess it was okay when the angels troubled the water, and it was okay. Hallelujah. But why wasn't it okay for him to heal him, excuse me, on the Sabbath? Glory to God. Come on. Let's move on down to 11. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he said, and he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. In other words, what Jesus did, he knew that they were going to act crazy, you know. Hallelujah. So guess what he did? He just went on through the crowd and went on his way, because he knew they was going to act crazy. Hallelujah. Come out healing on the Sabbath. He don't have a certain day to heal. He could heal Monday, Tuesday. Like I said, he could heal Tuesday. He could heal Monday, Tuesday. He could heal Saturday. He could heal Sunday, or he can heal any day of the week. So come on in and get in where you fit in and allow him to do his work. Hallelujah. And they were wondering where he was. You understand? See, he just snuck right on through the crowd. You see, he'll hide you from your enemies. Glory to God. He said it. I will hide you from your enemy. He that dwell in the place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I say unto the Lord, he is my refuge. Psalms 91, and he will hide you, amen, from your enemy. Glory to God. When you heal, when you pray and get someone healed, then all these darts, these fiery darts start to throw at you. But guess what? Don't worry about it. God got a shield of protection around you, and they won't hit you because you're doing the work of the ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you who don't know, come on in and get your healing. Now, I opened up my line in the beginning, amen. Nobody pressed the one. But, you know, people are calling, well, you know, I started to pray. Now, if you want some healing, amen, you press the one, because God is in the healing business. Hallelujah. It's not his will that any be sick. It's not his will that any be lame. It's not his will that any do not have enough. Glory to God. That's not his will. We serve an awesome God. We serve a righteous God. That's not God's will that you have enough. Sure, you go through that you don't have enough. Sure, we go through trials and troubles and tribulations. Yes, but it's not his will. He want to show himself to you. Amen. And be show you how he is and what he can do. And you have to be strong and let your faith build. Hallelujah. On the word, and let your faith build on and have testimonies for other people so you can help them out. That's what it is. Amen. Okay, let's move on. Glory to God. Afterwards, Jesus found it. Him in that temple, and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon thee. He was telling him, now see right there, you done got healed now. He telling him, said, now you're healed, so sin no more. Look at you now. Look at you. Amen. When he saw him again, look at you. You're healed, so don't go and sin no more. When he heals you, a lot of times, let's drop back just a minute. A lot of times when Jesus healed people, you know, this was, Lord, if you heal me, Lord, I'm going to serve you. Lord, if you take away these headaches, amen, and somebody have said that. You have said, Lord, you take away these headaches, Lord. I'm going to read that word more, but Lord, I can't read it because of my head hurts. And once he took those headaches away, guess what? You didn't read. Hallelujah. Well, you know, he's coming back for that you said. So make sure when you vow to do something, make sure that you do it, because he's going to come back for that vow. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, if you get me out of debt, I'm going to pay my tithes. I'm going to pay my offering. I'm going to give a seed. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to support the ministry. Some of you already got that. Hallelujah. So you need to make sure that you do what you say. Check yourself. Amen. Don't be reckless, but check yourself and make sure that you're doing what he asked you to do. Because then whenever it comes time again for you to need something, he will bring it back to your remembrance. Hallelujah. A lot of times people say, well, I can't hear God. But you know what? The thing is, whenever something comes back to your remembrance that you said you were going to do, know that that is the Holy Ghost bringing it back to your remembrance. Because if you sat in that church and you heard the word, hallelujah, glory to God, the Holy Ghost is going to bring it back to your remembrance. You know, I heard something say, you heard something say, something like what? What spoke to you? Amen. There's a lot of somethings out there. So make sure you put a name to them somethings that you call it in. Hallelujah. Either you're going to say the Holy Ghost power, I heard the Holy Ghost speak to me and tell me that I need to go back because I didn't do what I said I was going to do. Glory to God. Let's move on. And Jesus told him to go forth and don't sin anymore. You've been made whole now. Okay? When I bring you out of this, when I bring you out financially, when I bring you out of being a diabetic, when I bring you out of that high blood pressure, be careful how you treat people because it's sinful, amen, to treat people wrong, glory to God. Be careful now, hallelujah, how you treat folks, okay? I'm going to heal you, hallelujah. You're healed, healthy, and whole now. So be careful. Be careful how you treat people. Glory to God. And he said, go and sin no more. Don't be over there with JoJo Nim at 10 and 11 o'clock at night. Go home to your own house. Hallelujah. Don't be over there. So you know what? I'm just going to have one drink. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, don't have no drink. Go on home now. Glory to God. You know, y'all partying over there. He said, well, you don't need to go over there. They party. Well, I'm just going to go over there, and I'm going to stay just a little while, okay? Well, he done already healed you. And then you're going to go back and go over there and party with them? Glory to, oh, no. Okay, let's move on. Verse 15. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the seventh day. Ain't that something? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, many, amen, nowadays they still persecute Christians. They just don't, you know, in some countries they still do. They brutalize them. Glory to God. But, you know, we are our free agents over here. We can talk about the Lord, you know, and do different things. I'm not saying in your workplace, hallelujah. I'm just saying when you get the chance to tell someone about Jesus, then that's what you need to do. And let them know how he died on Calvary, but he rose the third day, glory to God, because he's still alive and he wants you to come into the kingdom of God. Hold it. Wait a minute. I'm going to go on and give the call to salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. I feel the shift in the spirit, so we're going to go ahead. Amen. I want you to repeat after me. Amen. Because he said some people ain't going to hang around. Amen. To get this part. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Pen of all my sins that I have committed, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I am healed. I'm saved, Lord God. And I'm whole in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Now, you're in the body of Christ. Now, get in a Bible-believing church. Amen. Where the word of God is being taught. Tune in. Amen. Whether you're listening by way of or whether you're on this line, it don't even matter. Either way, if you can't get in touch, amen, with who you need to get in touch with, amen, you can text me and I will get you there. I'll take you there. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on to verse 17. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making him equal with God. See, they didn't even know. They don't know. They didn't know. They had not a clue what they were talking about. So here they go. They want to persecute him. He said his Father, and he called God his Father. You know, you can call him Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to go ahead and do this. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, and we have been taught, you know, to call him Father. You know, you can call your daddy, daddy, but it's something when you call on your father, say, Father, I need you. Father, I need you to come in and heal my body. Father, I need you to take control. You know, Father, I thank you for giving your only son. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can call him Father. We call our daddy, our natural daddy, amen, glory to God, daddy, right? Glory to God. Or dad, or whatever you want to call him. But you can call him Father, because he is your Father in heaven. Oh, when we pray, we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, so you can do that, my God. Let's go on. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. See, the healing don't come from us. It comes from our Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's where it comes from. Hallelujah. We can't do nothing without him. We can't do nothing without Jesus. We can't do nothing without the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We can't do nothing. Glory to God. Understand? Hallelujah. You see, he said he'd do what his Father do. That's what? That's why he told them, and it was a little bit, you know, crazy anyway, but understand, you can't do nothing. He will make you whole. Again, glory to God. So when he tells you to do something, just obey. You don't have to go through no long, drawn-out conversation. Well, you know, Lord, is this you or whatever? Yes, you can pray about things. I understand. But don't take too long, because sometimes you'll miss it. Hallelujah. You don't want to get off track and go on the third field out there, glory to God, and say, well, Lord, I don't know what you're talking about. Lord, I don't know. But when you pray, you wait on your answer. And if he don't say nothing, then don't do nothing. Because you don't want to move, then just sit there. But look what the man did, hallelujah. He didn't even know who that was in the beginning, hallelujah. But guess what he did when he said, now take up thine bed and walk. You are now healed, hallelujah, glory to God. He's telling y'all right now to take up thy bed and walk, hallelujah. Walk into your ministry. You healed now, glory to God. You don't have to be bothered with what people are saying. You don't have to go around and say, well, you know what, I heard the Lord saying this. You don't have to even do that, glory to God. If you are a child of the Most High God and you call him Father, just know, hallelujah, he got your back. If they don't listen, then that's up to them. But you keep on moving down the road. You know, he said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Get knowledge of who he really is. If he can heal the man at the pool, hallelujah, the pool of grace, good God Almighty, he can heal you wherever you hurt. In the name of Jesus, you have to speak to every situation and just obey. When he tells you to get up and move forward, get up and move forward. Stop sitting down being lazy. Good God Almighty. So many times you say, Lord, I wished I could. I wished I could. I should. Get up and start moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he said, whatever you put your hand to do, I will bless it. Glory to God. So when Jesus stepped on the scene, the man was laying at the pool. Good God Almighty. He was laying on his bed. He said, hallelujah, you've been laying here for a long time. Oh, my God. Whenever he start to talk to him, can you imagine his voice start to carry? Good God Almighty. And the man said, yeah, I've been laying here a long time. I can't get myself in the water, and no one would help me. Oh, my God. Jesus said, take up thy bed and move forward now. It's time for you to take up your bed and move forward now. Stop holding on to them $10. Good God Almighty. Sow them and ask God to go ahead and multiply. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If that's all you got, then that's all you work with. Glory to God. But whenever he gives you surplus, you got to know you got to give it back. Good God Almighty. Because he ain't a God that's going to give you a little. Oh, glory to God. He's going to give you enough to sow and some to keep. Glory to God. Have wisdom in the Lord thy God. Just know, hallelujah, to move forward. Now's the time, hallelujah, to move forward. You know why? So many people are stagnated. I understand. Some are on quarantine. But while you're on quarantine, you got to learn from the word of God to move forward in your ministry. Move forward, hallelujah, and know that Jesus got your back. Nothing by no means will come upon you. He ain't going to let nobody hurt you. Although you may stumble a little bit, although you may fall down, glory to God, but guess what, he'll reach out his hand, to take my hand, and I will lead you on, oh my God, through the night, glory to God, he ain't gonna let you stay there, so don't get caught up, glory to God, my God, Just know who he is. Oh, glory to God. He is the one that you need to depend on. Just obey what he says. You know, I went out yesterday. I went to the store, and, you know, a lot of people can't stay at home. Hallelujah. They don't have that stay-at-home syndrome on me. Glory to God. They just got to be moving. They just got to do something. They just got to be somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had to go. I got to eat, so I need a little groceries. Glory to God. I saw, amen, people with buggies. They only had, one thing in it. Glory to God. One little item in it. Some would stay in a certain area for maybe I'm waiting, you know, everybody move, practicing social distancing and everything, all that stuff. And guess what? They're standing there over 20 minutes. Hallelujah. I'm like, hold up. I wanted to say, are you going to get something or are you just standing here? Glory to God. And they'll walk away, still got that one little item, and saw nothing in the buggy. So that was telling me, amen, that people can't stay at home. Well, you know, staying at home, amen, is not bad. But that pulls you closer to the Lord thy God. Glory to God. It helps and bring you into a place where you can worship and praise him and just read his word and know more about him. Hallelujah. You want to know more about him, then guess what? You got to read and abide by it. Hallelujah. So whenever the enemy comes to attack, and I know he's been attacking some minds, hallelujah, some mind binds, trying to bind some minds up. Amen, in this season, hallelujah, just throwing stuff at you. Every time, I understand, you get a little caught. Oh, my God, what's going on? You sneeze a little bit. Oh, my God, what's going on? Glory to God. Don't let the enemy attack you like that. Like I said, stand and stand strong and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed, I'm healthy, and I'm whole. I will not, oh, my God, catch anything. He said he won't let nothing come upon me. Glory to God. You got to learn, hallelujah, in this season to use it. Because you know what? If you don't use, amen, the word of God, then guess what? Hallelujah, you'll fall for anything. We're in a season now where we got to be careful, hallelujah. Be careful of the words that come out of your mouth, hallelujah. So many people are joking about this time and things that are going on, but this ain't no joke, glory to God. Be careful, amen, what you speak on others, because things are happening. I had someone to tell me the other day something that happened. You know, they was telling someone that this person was telling this other person, said, you know what, said, if you get that, then you gone, man. You know, and the person died. But listen, you got to be careful what comes out of your mouth. You know, he says, amen, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So make sure you're speaking life and not death, because God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Although you may not see it, but he is doing the great work. You may not see it now, hallelujah, in your life, but guess what? He's doing a great work. Understand, it is not to make you bitter, but it's to make you better. He said he's unfolding some things, amen, in this time, hallelujah, glory to God, in his word that people didn't even know that were there, thank you, Lord, that they didn't even know that was there. I see the unfolding of the Bible. I see the unfolding of the word. There are many, many, many things in the word of God that you can get from it, but you can glean from it, but you've got to study it. You've got to read it. You know, understand, a lot of times people have worked so hard. Hallelujah. They work, you know, husbands and wives work. And I've said this many times, and I know it. I feel the urge to say it again, you know, because God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work, glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to let him do that great work. You know, some got two or three jobs, and you know, well, he may walk in, well, honey, amen, what's for supper, you know, hallelujah, eat, hallelujah, and guess what he's doing? Eat, tired, take a shower, go on to bed, hallelujah. The children there, okay, what did anything happen that I need to correct? What did the children do, or how did they act, or, you know, or certain things, glory to God, too tired, he asked what the children did. Hallelujah. Some didn't even know, amen, what the children were at certain times. Hallelujah. But now you know where they're at now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And some are still not practicing. We understand. Amen. Glory to God. But those that are, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to bring you into a closer, knitted relationship with him. So just take your guard down, hallelujah, and you know, you watch TV, yes, but you don't let all that time be watching TV. Spend time in his word. Spend time with him so he can show you. And you can be intimate with the Lord thy God, and he can talk to you, and you can talk back to him, and you can tell him all about your troubles and say, Lord, I don't like this. This is what happened. And, Lord, this is something, you know, that you can sit and you can mellow out and just talk to him and let him talk back to you. Just cut everything off and shut it down, hallelujah, and begin to talk to him, glory to God. Although we know, hallelujah, some have children and some are home alone. That's a good time, amen, that you can spend with the Lord. You don't have to be on the phone 24/7 talking to everybody, do you? Amen. You can check on them and say, you know what, you all right? Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, holla. And then you can check on the next one if you want to. I understand. Everybody have family and they want to check. Glory to God. But don't let all that time, amen, be spent and you're sitting there worrying about stuff that you know you can't do nothing about it. He wants you to come closer in an intimate relationship with him, glory to God, because he wants you, amen, to see how really good he is. You know, some go to church, yes, and now some are at home. So now, you know, you went to church and you always what? You heard the word, you depended on the pastor to bring you the word, and that was all the words you would get until it was time to go to church. First Sunday, second Sunday, first and third Sunday, hallelujah, or whatever Sunday, you know, they chose to have the church doors open. But now you're in a place where you can get your own intimate relationship with the Lord thy God. Begin to embrace him. Begin to let him pour into you. Amen. And you talk to him and say, Father, you know, this is a problem for me. And let him help you with it and let him work it out for you. And tell you, say, well, listen, my child. Oh, good God Almighty. This is what you need to do. You know, we were having problems in our marriage, Lord. And this is what I need you to show me. How can I work this out? Hallelujah. This is a time to embrace more than ever. Hallelujah. You know, everything ain't bad that's going on. They telling the bad, but not the good. You know, because he turned it around and made it good. So I want everybody to come in and just, amen, just take you out some time. If you don't spend 30 minutes a day, that's fine. Do your 30 minutes. Just do that. But you know that 30 minutes will turn into more. Once you get and you sit and you sing praises to him and you worship the Lord thy God, then you'll get that intimate relationship with him. And don't let nobody bother you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line for prayer one more time. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, would you please press the 1, and I will bring you in because God is doing a great work, hallelujah, no matter what it looks like. We depend on him, hallelujah, and that's all we got to depend on. You can't depend on a check. You can't depend on that person sitting by you. You can't depend on nobody. Just understand God is doing a great work. Hallelujah. So come on and get in, hallelujah, and let God do that great work for you, hallelujah. He's an awesome God because God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in you. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. So allow God to do that great work in this season and in this time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody pressed the 1, so I'm going to go ahead down the line, and I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give the announcement. Hallelujah. And we're going to get out of here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you can tune in on Tuesday night, none other than Apostle and Pastor Yvonne Ralph. Amen. Tag team. Amen. They whooped him down, beat him down. Glory to God. He didn't have no time. Hallelujah. And that's the way it should be. They come on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central Standard, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. So I want to encourage you to come on, amen, and listen to the word of the Lord on Tuesday night, every Tuesday night. Hallelujah. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up with them on Tuesday night because guess what? Amen. They can give you everything that you need. You can inbox them on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ralph and Pastor Joseph Ralph. You can inbox any of them. Hallelujah. Yes, men, we do have a pastor. I understand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It don't matter. Hallelujah. They'll counsel any of them. Glory to God, because they are one. Hallelujah. So it don't matter. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, to go ahead and inbox them on Facebook. And if you can't get to them, you can contact any of us on the WOW team, amen, and we will get them, amen, the message for you. And I want to make sure you tune in on Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Okay, I get it out. Hallelujah. She was awesome on yesterday, just awesome, man. She rocked the house. Amen. The telephone was rocking. Glory to God. You missed it, you missed a treat. Hallelujah. My God, amen. A praying woman of God. Hallelujah. And then I want to encourage you to listen in, amen, on every Sunday, Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And we'll call the Hour of Power. The next Hour of Power, you will hear Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want to make sure after you get off the show, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, that you will go and listen to Minister Elaine's show, an awesome, awesome woman of God. Amen. Who's going to tell it like it is? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to get a copy of her book. Amen. She has written a book. It's on Amazon for you to purchase. Hallelujah. And if you don't know how, you can contact her. Amen. She has two Facebook pages, Minister Elaine Jackson. I think it's Elaine Jackson. Amen. That you can get in contact with her, and she'll tell you how to get the book. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive something on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I encourage you to come on and partner. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, people always say they want money. Well, the phone ain't free, and this internet is not free either, okay? So, you know, come on and partner, but you're going to get many, many perks, and you will even get to talk to the apostle and the pastor. So I encourage you to go ahead, amen, and get in. And if you can't get in touch with them and don't know how to give, you, like I said, you can contact any of us on the WOW team, and we will get you to them. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to make sure, amen, that everyone keep those announcements in mind. Hallelujah. Because God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't forget, just go ahead and take up the bed and get the stepping. Hallelujah. Because he wants to do a great thing in you. But if you're still laying down there saying what you coulda, shoulda, and you didn't do, you're going to be laying there. Look at the man, laying there 38 years. Hallelujah. So you don't want to keep laying down. Amen. Glory to God. You want to stand up against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to get a benediction and get off. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome Sunday. We will see you back on next week. Amen.